Six Nations elected council have approved annual maintenance funding that is provided by Indigenous Services Canada for different community infrastructure projects and education funding for school maintenance and equipment replacement within the Six Nations community. Six Nations elected council are arguing that the current formula used by Indigenous Services Canada puts Six Nations at a disadvantage by capping the actual population of the community by 55%, and in doing so, Six Nations says some of its department maintenance is underfunded. A portion of the funding is always set aside for the education department. This year's allocated amount totals $96,367 to be provided to the Six Nations Federal Schools to address their maintenance priorities and replace school equipment. The remaining funds are allocated based on the different departments coming forward with their individual priorities. Administration, Computer Services, Public Works, Fire, and Parks and Recreation will all also receive funding from this year's amount as well. The total amount of funding for each other department breaks down as follows. Administration will receive $58,264.83. Computer Services will receive $34,000. Public Works will receive $597,636.17. Fire will receive $250,000, and Parks and Recreation will receive $235,893 for the total amount of funding received by Indigenous Services Canada, adding up to $1,272,161. Six Nations Director of Public Works, Michael Montour, detailed how the annual funding is distributed throughout the community and says Six Nations is often underfunded due to Indigenous Services Canada's funding formula that uses nominal roll of the number of Six Nations elementary and secondary students residing on the reserve and caps the community's population at 55%.
So what this is Indigenous Services Canada gives us funding based on a formula. Their formula looks at nominal roll of our schools and then population, but it actually caps our population at about 55% for whatever reason. And I know that we've been harping on them about that. But we get roughly about $1.25 to $1.3 million a year to look at maintenance of our assets. So there are a lot of assets that are not funded, such as computer services isn't funded, administration, such as the different assets that we have there aren't funded, sports fields, the splash pad, ball hockey rink, all that stuff aren't funded assets. We technically get no operation and maintenance dollars for them. So a lot of our departments come together to allocate these to the biggest needs. Some of our departments are funded, but heavily underfunded, such as fire, public works, parks and rec. So we split this amongst ourselves. And I know that the decision is ultimately the CEOs and the CEO team and the financial directors in regards to what has the biggest need with our input, of course. So we put together a listing here, and this needs to be submitted back to Indigenous Services Canada, and then we got to do a bit of reporting on it. But there is a set piece always carved out for education, and that goes right to the schools based on their nominal role.
Montour says he's asked Indigenous Services Canada why the community's population is capped at 55%, even with maintenance costs increasing.
I know I've asked at my level several times about, you know, why are you capping us? Because this has remained pretty stagnant over the last, let's say, the past even 5 years. It's been right around the same level, even though costs have risen and needs have gotten greater. So, yeah, that's definitely a political item to pick up on for sure.
He says Six Nations faces disadvantages in this funding model because of its design to help much smaller First Nations across the country, and says Six Nations elected council should look to go to the highest level possible to see this addressed.
So if you can go as high as you can to say why, you know, what's the basis on capping us at our population, because a lot of the First Nations that are funded are have a lot less of a population, and the formula is built around them, really. Even if you look at what we get to fund, let's say, you know, administration of our of the governance within elected council and the services, it's heavily underfunded as well. They cap us there. So we're missing out on quite a bit of funding to administer our programs and services.
Councillor Hazel Johnson says council should look to meet with Indigenous Services Canada to address Six Nations concerns in the funding's formula.
Would a meeting or a delegation put together to go and visit them in their own offices and ask them and really stress the inadequacy of their formula as it pertains to Six Nations? Because if you have smaller reserves, and we're not trying to deny anyone anything, like, you know, within their communities to live, it only stands to reason and makes sense that a larger community would be given an amount that would suffice for that specific community because of its size and the number of people living there. If you give a couple million to a small reserve with 500 people, they should be able to do a heck of a lot with that money that they're getting. But here, it's almost like we're forever trying to make a dime stretch 100 miles.
Six Nations elected council approved the funding budget allocations during the October 16th General Finance meeting.